He has said that the foolishness of God is wiser than men. He has shown that human wisdom is dismissed, both by the evidence of the scriptures and by the outcome of events. By the evidence, where he exclaims, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise." By the outcome, posing his argument as a question and asking, "Where is the wise? Where is the scribe?" Again, he evidenced simultaneously that the thing is not new but ancient, as it was indicated and predicted from the beginning. "For it is written," he says, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise." He further demonstrates that it was neither inappropriate nor unjustifiable for things to take this course, and that the cross is an exhibition of immeasurable power and wisdom, and that the foolishness of God is significantly superior to the wisdom of man. And this too he proves not through the instructors, but via the students themselves. "For, behold your calling," he says, "that not only untrained teachers, but students of the same level were his selections, that he chose not many wise men, according to the flesh. Thus that of which he is talking is proven to surpass both in might and wisdom, in that it persuades both the many and the unwise, it being extraordinarily challenging to convince an ignorant individual, especially when the discourse involves significant and necessary matters. However, they did bring conviction. And of this he summons the Corinthians themselves as witnesses. For behold your calling, brethren, he says, contemplate, scrutinize. For such wise teachings, indeed wiser than all, to be accepted by ordinary men, signals the highest wisdom in the teacher.